Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Dr. Alice Chin Makaran. Is that how I pronounce the full name? But I'm going to call you Dr. Alice throughout the interview. Dr. Alice earned first a degree in nursing, then a bachelor's in theology. Then she earned her master's in public health and then a doctorate in leadership. She has served Taiwan Adventist College for 33 years and has now turned to be the special assistant to the president, and she has two great ministries that I think they're great. So we're going to talk about that today, but let's first set the stage about when you were a little girl. Did you know or did you already sense God's calling in your life?
Okay, I came from a Buddhist family, and then my high school age, I start to know near my home there's a church, but I'm afraid to enter the church. So one night, that is Christmas night, and then I went inside. I saw there's a lot of people inside, and I listening the story of Jesus' birth. That is only experience during my childhood.
Wow. Yeah. So as a Buddhist, do they worship the ancestors? Is it ancestral worship, or is it... Explain a little bit what Buddhism...
We worship the ancestors and then also some idol.
Okay, yeah. So it's idol.
Both my parents, they worship, and they're also asking us to worship.
That's a big leap from Buddhism to Christianity. So continue the story, because now you've really piqued our interest. How you know, as a young child, your first experience is the story of Jesus. But then what happened?
And then I'm really thanks God, because he bring me to the nursing school, which is under Taiwan Adventist Hospital.
Okay.
And then in my nursing study, the first year of nursing study, that is my first time to know Jesus, know God, actually. And then I attend the church every Sabbath, and I start to help the branch Sabbath school. And then I also start to do the Bible study. And then one time I attend youth summer camp. And then in that summer camp, I saw there's a lot of young people and also the church pastors. And I'm really inspired by the summer camp,
mm-hmm.
The people relationship, very peaceful, and then singing the gospel song. So I decided to become a Christian.
So when you got baptized, how did your family feel?
I'm really, really thanks God. My family didn't say any against words.
Okay.
They say, okay, now you are girls, we respect your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, they also find out something I'm not continue eating. And then they also respect my decision. Also, sometimes they will mention that maybe you will become my nutrition, but they still respect mm-hmm. my decision.
That's a wonderful legacy. So you have served in Taiwan Adventist College, and listeners, you can go to www.sdatac.org.tw. That's www.sdatac.org.tw. Or you can even go to Adventist is that Adventist Colleges Abroad also has something about Taiwan Adventist College, and it's a great place, safe place to learn Mandarin and to learn it and to help. You know, you've served this college for 33 years. So what capacities have you served this college?
Actually, because of this college, we also have a high school. Mm-hmm. And then after my master's degree, and then I start to work in this school campus. And then the first job actually is a high school teacher for maybe 2 years. And then move to the college side. I have been the college teacher, also the health department head. Mm-hmm. I have been the librarian. And then I have been the academic dean for 8 years.
Wow, the academic dean, the librarian, a teacher, public health department head.
Yeah. And then I become the vice president for 1 year. And since the year of 1999, and then the board decided let me become the president.
So in 1999, the university or the college board decided that you were going to be president. Mm-hmm. Now, there's not a whole lot of women presidents of college.
Yeah, that is, I learned later. But year 1999, something happened in Taiwan. Right after I take this position, 1 year later, there is a big earthquake happened in Taiwan. And then the center part is nearby Nantou mm-hmm. County, okay. Nearby our college. So our school made serious damage. Mm. Two big buildings was damaged. And then later on, was moved out. Yeah. Because there's no value to repair.
Oh, it's beyond serious repair. Yeah. Now, do you have, like in the United States, we have FEMA that will help us, give us low interest loans to repair. Is there anything like that in Taiwan to help repair?
It is because of the damage too serious. Mm-hmm. So after asking the architects and then to check over, they say if you want to repair, it is better you build a new building. I'm really thanks God because during that time, the global SDA gives a donation and then sent over here. Because of that donation, we were able to build another two new buildings to replace the old buildings.
Yeah, I suppose that a donation from like the United States or Canada.
Yeah, both.
What they get for their value of the money there, you can get maybe twice as much value here.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that time.
So, mm-hmm. Or maybe even more. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I know that people who have a heart for forwarding God's message, those way before us that, you know, had a nursing school that this little Buddhist girl went to. And then look at the legacy. You know, how many students' lives have you touched? Have you added up how many students' lives you have touched?
I have never counted that. But as I know, since the year of 2007, we started work in China. Mm-hmm. And then until now, we have more than, I think, almost 400 theology graduates.
Yeah, so we have to talk about these unorganized territories. There are unorganized territories where the gospel has slowly made headway in, and it's because of people like you and others that have a vision for ministering to the unorganized territories. So when did you, are you Taiwanese or Chinese by birth?
Okay. Both my parents from China, actually. But I'm born in Taiwan.
Okay, so yeah. You have both.
But since I was in child home, my parents always tell me, our home is in China.
Okay.
It's not in Taiwan.
Yes.
So my heart, actually, since my childhood, is in China.
And I often look at Taiwan Adventist College as a portal to China, because it seems like you have more of an access there. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you don't have a language barrier.
Yeah, right.
That's mm-hmm. a great blessing. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about now some of the things that you've already done for these unorganized territories.
Okay, since the year 2007, God gave to me the vision of the need of the theology education in China. We start to offer the theology class there. We offer the BA in theology class in one big church. The church have 7,000 church members, but no anyone who did the systematic theology training.
Mm-hmm.
They have one church pastor, some minister,
lay pastors.
Yeah. All of them, they never received the theology training. And they also feel that society are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out the number of baptism are mm-hmm. decreased.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they were so worried about what they can do.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you see, since China opened their door, and then church growth was very fast during that time. But year by year, China's economic are growing,
mm-hmm.
And then people's mind are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they feel that it is not easy to give the Bible study to help the people coming to the church.
Yeah, unfortunately, when we become more affluent as a country, we aren't as open to the gospel. But when we are poor and out, sometimes we're more accepting of the gospel. But now there is a new phase of your life. So share with us what you see for the future. Now taking the role of president and giving that to someone else, and you're serving as the special assistant to the president, and you have, I think, two major goals that you're looking at, or projects, and there'll probably be many more as you get into one, you go, oh, this needs to be done, that needs to be done. So just explain first one.
With my last 17 years presidency, the school have a lot of changing, because when I taking this position, focus only in Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
and then our target group is Taiwanese. But since year 2007, we find the global Chinese, there's a great need for mm-hmm. global Chinese, especially for this unorganized territory. So we start the work over there. And then this school almost become a seminary here mm-hmm. right now, because during the year of 2006, that time, maybe the theology students only about 7.
Mm.
But now we have more than 200 theology students.
Amen.
200.
Amen.
Yeah. I feel that this school is become to another stage.
Yes.
Another phase. Because I have to say, I'm not theology training. And then at this moment, if we have the theology student, which it is a big number, I think we need to have somebody who have this theology training and to lead this school.
Mm-hmm.
So he be more know about future development of mm-hmm. this school, future leadership can bring this school to another stage.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you have 200 theology students here on this campus or in the uncharted, unorganized territory?
In unorganized territory.
And you have a number at this. You have a number of theology students at this campus, too.
Yeah, right now we have about 45 students here. And this coming summer, we have another MA in religion program where we start. There will be another 30 students in that program. So we will have more than 70 students here.
Now, when they come here to go to school, how do they pay their tuition?
Oh, that is a big project for us, actually.
It is.
Welcome all the students come, but the students from unorganized territory, they always have financial problems.
Yes.
Because most of them, they came from pastor's family.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pastor in China is low pay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's underpay.
Low or no?
Low, very low. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they only get 500, mm-hmm. 800. Yeah, that's so. And then, so they have a hard time to pay the tuition. So we have to help them to find some scholarship to help their tuition fee.
I know that there is a listener right now saying, I want to sponsor. Because when you sponsor one of these young people, they have a heart to go back.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, right.
Yeah, there. I had the privilege of teaching four that I know are going back, you know, right away, and they're so excited to teach and preach to their people.
Yes.
They'll come back again. You know, they'll come back again to finish getting their degree, but they're. Mm-hmm. But they know enough and they have a heart enough that they can go now. So how many students are going or people are going from this campus for the summer? Do you have a ballpark figure? Because everybody I talk to is going to China.
Yeah, because we have the evangelization course over there. That is our plan. We have 11 groups. The teacher, each teacher bring 4 students. And we are, each group is going to three churches. And then in each church, we'll conduct 10 meetings and then have the call.
So you have call. You have 4 religious crusades going. And then in each crusade is run by 1 teacher and 4 students.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I mean, that sounds well organized. And then within those groups, how long do they stay? Or how long do those groups stay?
They may stay there for 2 weeks to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Actually, totally it's 11 groups.
11 groups.
Yeah, 11
okay,
groups.
So I had my numbers mixed up. Mm-hmm. 11 mm-hmm. groups. Praise God. Mm-hmm. You know, he promises us that he'll take our attempts and just, you know, we just sometimes feel inadequate, that we don't have enough resources, we don't have enough human beings to carry it. The fields are ripe, but the harvesters to harvest it are few. And that's such a wonderful testimony and opportunity.
This is our second year to hold the evangelization in China, actually. But last year is the first year. And last year, we have 7 groups.
Okay.
When there, and then totally 1,699 baptizing.
Wow, 1,699 baptizing from last year's.
From last year's.
1,699 baptisms from last year.
Yeah, last year's.
So that just must thrill your heart. You know, I really believe God's, the latter rain is coming, and we need to get the message out.
Yes,
yeah. Fantastic.
It is a great encouragement to all our teacher and the students.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to go to China yourself?
Yeah, today.
Today.
Maybe.
So we
few minutes later, I have to leave.
We caught you just in the nick of time. So in addition, I mean, I know you have a heart, and it makes me want to go too, you know? Your enthusiasm is catching.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm catching it. And then you have another passion in it, and that is to open up like teaching, or maybe you already have opened up teaching. How did the schools work?
Actually, we have 8 teaching sites.
Okay, you have 8
there.
Teaching centers?
Yeah, yeah. And then we send the teachers over there to have intensive class.
Yes.
Yeah, usually take 2 weeks or 8 days to finish one subject.
Okay.
Yeah, so almost through the year, there are some teachers. It's not in the campus.
Okay.
It's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're almost to the end of our show, and I thought it might be a good idea if you just told us a story, maybe a story that you know about of someone who really has been touched either by Taiwan Adventist College or your ministry in these unorganized territories, and just finish our show. You have about 3 minutes to share with us. Or your favorite gospel, or what keeps you going? You know, just share with us something very personal.
Every time when I were in China, I find the young people who are in the classroom, they are really study hard. Even you give the sermon, you give a lecture, they're always taking the notes. And then I think the most that touch my heart is even some of the pastors who are more than 60 years old and then study theology is their dream.
Yes.
Because of they already pastored the church for maybe 30, 40 years, but they have never have this chance to study theology. Yeah. Mm. A few years ago, there is a pastor who have convince other church denominations, church member become SDA. He convinced, I think, 2 or 3 churches become SDA church. And then he already, when he started his study, he already 63 years old. And then he finished, when he finished his study, he already 67 years old. Yeah. And then he even tell me, if it is possible, I would like to continue have the master study.
Praise God. You know, the person who is getting up there in age, God still can use you.
Yeah, yeah.
There should be no such thing as retirement
for
the born-again Christian, because you always have something that God wants you to do. You need to find whatever your hand finds, do it with all of your might.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chen, for spending this time with us. I hope our listeners will go to the website, sdatac.org.tw, and learn more. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.